A little rusty.
Let me get back to your
roots. I think I read this committee a while ago. I'm calling the Committee on Energy to order. We have all the same.
Yep.
So we have five members of Energy. And Mr. Harkin, you want to call the Committee on Environment?
Thank you, Mr. Rogowski. I call the Committee on Environment together. I notice we're all here.
Gordon, if you're on this committee too, I'm going to be.
Join Environment.
I've seen you all day.
They need a lot of help in Yonkers with the environment. Get over here.
I'm sitting here to make sure my colleagues are doing their job.
You're undercovering that river I heard about. That's great for the environment in Yonkers.
I think, Mr. Chairman,
we have too much green anyway. Let's get rid of it.
Now, don't be on this committee then.
I think for purposes of today, we need to, as other committees have done today, just establish certain housekeeping rules, a quorum to open, and then a quorum to take action. And rather than breaking new ground, it seems to be the two other committees I was on today with seven members were willing to go with a quorum of three to open and four to vote. Notwithstanding my question that what happens if it's a 2-2 vote, that didn't seem to get to, they seem to be willing to...
deadlock.
Well, that's what happened.
Not a majority.
With a four to take action.
Makes us build consensus, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, that's a positive thing in our society.
Goes.
So for a new member, John Tessa, welcome.
Thank you very much.
To the board and to these committees.
I had a half a personal day today, so they got a substitute for me.
I think an observation I can make for both committees. Both committees probably will not have jurisdiction or as many actions that actually require votes than some of the other committees. We try to take pursue ideas, and they may develop into proposals. But
you mean dog and pony shows?
Well, I don't particularly like just a lot of we can get educated on our own on the side. I mean, I like to pursue ideas that hopefully may turn into proposals, but other committees get a lot more proposals on a weekly basis. They're taking a lot of votes all the time. We judiciously pursue our votes. So if that needs what everyone's...
So moved.
Votes will move. And a second, so three and four.
Yes.
So moved. We have a second.
Second.
That's second by Legislator Myers. So for both committees,
both
all
committees.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so for purposes of both committees, three to open, four to take action. And while we're talking about both committees, let me just put on the record, Mr. Maison earlier had referred to this, but there is an election coming up, February 9th, and it is certainly open the majority, and maybe the minority as well, that Mr. Harkin, who recently got the nomination from the Democratic Party for the state of Assembly seat, will be successful in that endeavor.
He's an outstanding candidate. We believe that.
And should that happen, the plan of Chairman Jenkins would be to that point combine these committees. So your hope of becoming chairman of the Environmental Committee,
it's falling down.
It's falling down.
I don't need any more titles.
What kind of government is this?
Yeah, I'm done. I don't need more titles this year.
Here,
so the
sign.
Goal. The goal is to commit, Mr. Chairman.
If I may just add one point. Thank you for that kind thought and the words of support. However, I while I'm here, I will still take this chairmanship very, very seriously, and I think one break with past precedent that I think you will all understand is that we will begin these meetings on time.
Oh, that's a big break.
So just so we are all aware of how things happened in the past, that's no reflection on the quality of the work that was done, but certainly I would appreciate if we can all start on time.
Thank you.
Let me comment on that. First
of all, the time.
I have no comment.
And first, for both chairmen, let me point out that I think we are very pleased to have Chris Crane as our staff counsel, committee counsel.
Welcome back, Chris.
Chris has done an outstanding job in the past, and we expect that to continue.
Do you know that I am the longest serving member of the Environment Committee? This is my 13th year. On the environment.
Well, it sounds like that's long enough as far as I'm concerned.
I've been on every year since I've been here.
I think it's also really important to your district.
Hell yeah. Long Island Sound, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to put BNR, we'll have to talk
and
about
it. And BNR.
Well, thank you for your service, Jim.
Anything I do for you.
But So, let me get to the timing, since the chairman raised the timing. Talking to legislator Testa before the meeting, I have been discussing with legislator Nona, chairman of the legislation committee, because in past years legislation has met like around 1:30, and this committee has met 3:30-ish, thereabouts. Mr. Nona introduced the idea of switching. I thought for purposes of helping you out, Mr. Mazzano, or maybe him.
But I'm here all Monday now. I'm on budget tips.
So I will talk to him, our caucus, because it would be helpful.
Are you in trouble?
It would be helpful to legislator Testa if we could meet at 1:30.
Oh,
3:30, right? Mm-hmm.
But legislation starting what time?
Well, right. John's been talking about 3:00, but I need to talk to legislator Nolan about pushing it up to the 1:30 slot.
Okay.
No. He's not 1:30. We're staying at.
He's three. Oh, well, I knew there was a reason you showed up here today.
Well, sure.
Well, I think I will delegate this issue to the Republican caucus, and Mr. Minority Leader, you can talk with John and Gordon and yourself and figure out things.
So you, I'm trying to establish 3:00.
I'm trying.
That's
trying
what we were trying to do. 3:00 for the legislation.
Can we do this at 4:00?
Legislation.
Why don't we do this at 4:00?
Well, legislation runs more than an hour normally, though. John.
4:00. Right, the legislation has started 3:00, but that one, that's going to be a problem.
About 4:30.
Bill Ryan was trying to grab 4:30 at times when he needs it.
For what?
Well, he's for Public Works. What I was going to suggest, and I talked to Legislator Harkin, for the time being, until we get into the season, I felt at least for energy, it might be appropriate to meet twice a month, you know, as opposed to every week.
So
at the end of the day, as long as we're separate, it potentially is every week. Should things prevail a certain way and we merge the committees, it may be possible we'd only meet twice a month.
Or maybe you could flip with Public Works.
Anyway.
Well, Public Works doesn't meet every week.
Can't we aim for later then
and flip-flop with Public Works?
Well, again, depending on agenda, if John's going to start legislation at 3:00, he's going to go to 4:30.
So we'll do 4:30.
Why is it changed to 3:00?
I mean, depending on what's on it,
they wanted to do 3:30.
So half hour could be tough, because we have caucus. We have caucus at 5:00. So I can't.
Yeah, but Tom's the minority leader. Tom's the majority leader now. Never start at 5:00.
Oh, no, we work at 1:00 or 1:30, because we might be closing, but 1:30, we do it at 1:30.
What makes you think your caucus is going to start at 5:00?
Oh, it's because of 1:00. Okay.
Yeah, no, so 1:00 to 1:30. So, well, this hope springs eternal. What's the phrase?
Yes.
That's it.
So it sounds like
we have to work it out.
1:30, twice a month, or maybe 4 times. So you got, we can always change the time, but I think now is legislation went first. They met first, and they blocked it right for 3:00.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
3:30, they said.
3:00. Well, I think John wanted to do 3:30. 3:30, trying to persuade him to do 3:00.
And I think Bill, Chairman Ryan, Chairman of Public Works, wanted to get him to go up to 3:00. So we'll talk.
Can't you move your caucus to 5:30?
No, because some of them have 6:00.
Abenanti wanted to move our board meetings until 8:00.
Did he really?
Yeah. He said he's a night guy.
Yes. So am I.
So we're saying 1:30 for now, I guess, John, and we'll have to, as I say, potentially it might be twice a month.
Okay.
And maybe if you guys, maybe we can somehow
flip-flop around.
Yeah, flip-flop legislation, maybe.
Well, but the other thing, though, Marty, is if energy is twice a month, then environment maybe
twice a month. Potentially. So it could be every week in terms of that time slot.
Yeah.
What are you doing to my people here?
We're trying.
We are so impressed that we have half of the minority caucus on these committees. I'm impressed.
We're like a band of gorillas. We want to make sure
fighters.
We go after the Democrats.
There we go.
Like the Viet Cong.
Just also for the record, this is a draft report still being revised by Chris. It's an excellent summary of what was done last year by the Environment and Energy Committees. We're going to be adding some more of the water work that we did, particularly the Septic Subcommittee. We talked about reconstituting that because there's more work to be done there. Legislator Nona said he would take that on if I move on, because there's at least another year's worth of work that needs to be done on that front. We'll be adding some more of that to this report. And certainly any topics, initiatives that any of you have, it's a collaborative effort, and we're happy to help forward things that are going to help our communities. That's why we're here. So, we don't have to act on this now. It's just a draft. It's for reference. Please read it over. And, certainly at our next meeting, we'll carve out some time to really set a scope and an agenda of the kind of work that we want to do in the coming year. And feel free between now and then to email me or to email Chris what your priorities are.
And I think some of these things, what Chris has laid out, some I guess were enacted. But remember, right now, officially, there is nothing in front of either committee.
No, not until tonight.
It's late tonight. So some of these things, if they're interesting to you or whatever, we would need to get them introduced. I mean, they're here to be looked at and to remind ourselves. But if we like something, they're not officially before the committees. They have to go through the agenda, if you will. So
good point, Marty.
But this is a good. This is what's been on the table at the end of last year, and so it's a terrific update. To remind us of what's been going on.
We have to get our Westchester County Municipal Sewer Authority on here.
Well,
see if the new administration wants to consider
that. That's something we can talk about that.
Expect you to use your power of your chairmanship to help us with this.
I am available. What chairmanship? What this? I am meeting tomorrow with the fellow from Somers or Bedford. The communities they've been working, I guess Bedford started working with like municipal loan programs. So the state recently passed a law that will allow municipalities to establish some loan programs to help energy efficiency. So we had the fellow from Bedford in the committee last year.
Yeah, we had talked about trying to do something like that on the county level to leverage our bonding power.
I was asked if I wanted to get briefing, but they reached out to me, so I thought that was a nice gesture of the local municipality. So I'm going to run up to Somers tomorrow and just get that.
Good job.
But that's something that I think we may want to pursue that new state law at some point, so we can do the county. And then hopefully ideas you have, you submit through the agenda or we discuss here and.
Beautiful.
We'll take it there. So with that, I think we've taken care of our housekeeping business. You've got this to sort of refresh.
Motion to adjourn.
I will accept that, I guess, for both committees.
Absolutely.
Second from Winston Myers. So therefore, we have a motion to second. And as Mr. Abernathy walks in.
All in favor. All in favor.
Aye.
Both say stand adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned.
That was quick. What did you guys do?
We passed a few laws.
It's a new era, Tom. It's a new era.
We're starting meetings on time, Tom.
No
time.
See, now I can sign in because I got it before you ended.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
Right.
As long as you walk in.
I got to go to work.
Okay, Chris, so we got that. So we're
Got it.
So what do you guys decide?